Mini test 4. Listening. This section measures your ability to understand conversations and lectures in English. You will listen to one conversation and one lecture. You will hear each conversation and lecture one time. After each conversation or lecture, you will answer some questions about it. The questions typically ask about the main idea and supporting details. Some questions ask about a speaker's purpose or attitude. Answer the questions based on what is stated or implied by the speakers. You may take notes while you listen. You may use your notes to help you answer the questions. Your notes will not be scored. In some questions, you will see this icon. This means that you will hear, but not see, part of the question. You will now begin this part of the listening section. Questions 1 through 5. Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor.
Hello, Professor Norton. May I speak with you now? I mean, is now a good time to talk with you?
Just a few minutes before I have to head over to Anderson Hall for class. So if it's a short question, I can handle it.
My question is about my grade on the last exam. My grade, it wasn't very high. In fact, it was pretty bad. A 62. And, well, I was wondering if there's anything I can do about it. Some extra credit, or retaking the exam? Something?
A 62? That's quite low.
I know.
That may even have been the lowest in the class.
Oh.
What happened? I mean, why was the grade so low?
I don't know.
Did you attend class regularly?
All the time.
And were you paying attention and taking good notes? Things like that?
I guess I didn't take very good notes. And then, I didn't study as much as I should have.
Clearly. Now, as to your original question about retaking the exam.
Or maybe an extra credit assignment, something like that.
I don't do things like that. The grades in my courses are based solely on the exams.
Oh.
But there is something you can do about that grade.
There is? What is it?
Well, you know, I explained about my grading system on the first day of the course. Did you understand it then?
I think so, but, well, maybe you could explain it again so I can see how it can help me out of this predicament.
Well, there are 3 unit exams in the course. You just had one of them, the one you did so poorly on.
Yes.
And then there's a final exam, a cumulative final exam.
Cumulative?
That means it covers all the material in the course.
Including the material on the exam we just took?
Yes, including the material on the exam you just took.
And how will the cumulative exam help me?
Because the final exam is cumulative, it counts for half of your final grade. The 3 unit exams together count as the other half. That means if you do well on the remaining 2 unit exams, and then do really well on the cumulative final, then your grade won't suffer too much.
It also means that the material I didn't understand too well on the last exam is also going to be tested again on the final.
It certainly does mean that.
So I need to work some more on the unit we just finished in addition to working hard on the next 2 units.
That's exactly what it means. Oh, look what time it is. I need to get going now.
Well, thanks for your help, I guess.